John 3:32-33. Let me read from verse 31. The one who comes from above is above all. That is Jesus Christ, of course. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth, as every other man, John the Baptist in particular. The one who comes from heaven is above all. That is Jesus Christ. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. In verses 32-33, the writer here, either it's John the Baptist testifying or it's John writing his gospel, the speaker here draws this conclusion from verses 31-32. Christ is superior. And now it's the reaction to his word, to his preaching, to his testimony. He testifies to what he has seen and heard. He has come from heaven, and he brings the word of God. He brings the truth. Indeed, he is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, as he told Nicodemus in verses 11, 12, and 13. I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. He made this claim. John the Baptist has testified of it. And now comes this blunt assessment, this truthful assessment. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, is Christ, but no one accepts his testimony. The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. It's the reaction to Christ's testimony. That's not all there is about Christ. Already in the earlier part of the chapter is believing in him, John 3:16. Believing in him. And we get that again in verse 36. Whoever believes in the Son is not receiving just his word, it's receiving him, is believing him, receiving him, relying upon him. But hear the testimony. The believing or the rejecting, the accepting or the refusing of the testimony of this Christ. He testifies to what he has seen and heard. He has brought the word of God into the world, light into the world. He is the light of the world. But here is his testimony, his preaching, his teaching, his word. And there's one of two reactions. No one accepts his testimony. But immediately, the man who has accepted it. In other words, verse 32 is not absolute, but it gives me the overall impression of what will be the reaction to Christ and his word. Men will not accept it. They refuse it. They reject it. But there are those taught by God's Spirit, earlier in the chapter, regenerated, who do accept and receive the word of Christ. The consequence of that? The effect of that? The root of all that? The man who rejects Christ is calling God a liar. That is the blunt statement here. The man who receives Christ as the truth, and his word as the truth, certifies that God is truth. God cannot lie. The claim is that Christ is God manifest in the flesh. His word is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He proclaimed and testified to the truth. And men either refuse it or accept it. Which is it for you, my friend? Do you believe Christ in his word? This is not the sum total of the gospel, but this is the point in this discourse. He has come from heaven with the word of God. He is the word of God. Chapter 1. Do you believe him, his testimony? You either do or you do not. You either receive him as the truth, believe his word, or you call God a liar. It's as stark as that. Do you say, well, no, I don't actually believe it, but I don't reject it? Then you reject it. If a man is not for me, if a man is not receiving my truth, does not accept my word as truth, then he's making out God as a liar. This is the stark choice. This is the blunt choice. Christ is truth and brings truth, or he is a liar and a deceiver. Which is it for you, my friend? Pilate asked a good question. What is truth? John 18, verse 38. What is truth? That's a good question. But here's a better church question. Who is truth? Who is truth? Men believe Muhammad, popes, prophets, gurus, philosophers, atheists, scientists so-called, television pundits, anybody and everything, reason their own mind. I remember a lady I was teaching over many months. She was in a group I was teaching and speaking about. And after several weeks, we were in John's Gospel at the time, after several weeks she said, when you die, she just said, when you die, she said, that's the end of it. And I was appalled and staggered. I said, well, why do you say that? She said, well, my husband said so. He said, when you die, that's the end. You shut it out. I mean, I could have laughed if it had not been so serious. Here we've been speaking in John 5 about the words of Christ, and yet this woman believed her husband. She did not believe Christ. But all she was doing was making the stark reality open and clear to us all. And that's how it is with you, my friend. Do you believe Christ? If not, who do you believe? A man was walking down the road with a billboard, and on it was written, I am a fool for Christ. And people laughed and tittered as they went by, and then they looked behind them and saw on his back he had another statement. Whose fool are you? You do not believe Christ? Then who do you believe? And what do you believe? It is Christ versus all the rest. In the previous discourse, it was the superiority of Christ over all others. He is the truth, and he brings the truth. I keep saying it, this is not the sum total of the gospel, but this is the discourse now. Who do you believe? With Joshua, if I can accommodate Joshua's words, I'll say, as for me, I will believe Jesus Christ. Who do you believe?